So, I'm joined here with Stephen Cubbin, a little dick older. What were we speaking about earlier? Gay thing. Would you, oh yeah, we were talking about the fact that would you do stuff, would you neck another lad to see two girls go down on each other?
Yeah. If the girls are fit.
Two fit girls.
Yeah. And yeah. The lad weren't retarded.
The lad was me.
Why does it be you?
Because I'm a handsome chap. Alright, then it's...
Fishy, you want to say?
No, I was going to say Finno. It's...
No, it's just...
It's Jay Murphy. He's so homo fucking forward, he can be the topper. So it's you and Jay Murphy to save the party.
To what?
To save the party, to keep it going, to keep the fucking... the fire.
What do you mean?
Like... Alright, we're at a party, me, you, Jay, a few other people, and there's some birds there, and these girls say, we're not going to ask Ben because he's a fart and he will do it. Do you know what I mean? Necking an ad to him's nothing. He probably sucks him off, you know what I'm like.
Because he's gay.
No, just, I'm not gay, I just...
You are gay.
It's just...
You were also sort of dick, that means you're gay.
No, but just... I've never sucked a dick and I never will, but...
Get you one.
Maybe. When I'm drunk. Probably yours. Probably yours, you probably let me, you little fucking hole.
Suck your Wednesday, will you?
Suck your Catherine's.
Suck your Mars. Fuck.
Right. So, you... Alright, there's five girls at the party.
Yeah.
And two of them say they will go down on each other on a pool table.
Why pool table?
Does it just sound so much more classy, doesn't it?
Well, because you've got a pool table in your nose.
I like then a snooker table.
Yeah.
Right. They'll go down on each other, like 69 sort of thing, if you and James Murphy neck for about a minute.
No. A minute's too long.
They'll go down.
A minute's a long time.
They'll be going down each other for like 20 minutes, though.
Nah, I'll come
just
more,
pure.
I couldn't be able to keep going for a minute.
30 seconds. With tongue.
No.
No?
Not 30 seconds.
Not at all.
Can't talk, are you? Not at all.
So, you wouldn't do it at all?
5 seconds.
5 seconds? And now? Fucking kiss me da longer than that. With tongues. 5 seconds is the max you'd do it. To see two fit birds.
Maybe 10.
Do you want 40 seconds minimum?
No. No.
And like a little bit of hand grabbing, like ass grabbing. And
why?
That.
No.
Why not?
You want to do that?
I don't want to. I'm just saying, but like, if it's that... I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm not gonna neck a lad and just turn out like gay. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I necked him. I used to love pussy, but now I want to suck some dick.
Do I suck dick anyway?
Yeah, maybe. But so we're at the party. The girl says 30 seconds minimum, then 30 seconds of just. You and Jay Murphy, licking.
No.
And then 25 minutes, half an hour of them licking each other out on a snooker table and it's only me, you and Jay there.
I'd say Ben will do it.
And then these... Alright then, so if they said... See, I'll tell you who you need in these situations.
You? Okay.
Me and Christopher Earle.
Why?
Because he'd fucking do it. He'd take one in the back of the mouth to see this lad, I swear to him.
Because he's gay as well.
No.
You just enjoy it.
I might enjoy it. No. The thing about being gay is it's not gay if you don't enjoy it.
It's still gay if you do it.
It's not. If I could jerk you off right now.
You probably want it.
I don't. Trust me, I can see a bit of your ass hanging out. And it's knocking me sick. But like, I could Say if that happened. Yeah, 2K.
Why are you jerking me off?
I jerked you off. Neither of us liked it, we just done it. But we... Neither one of us liked it. That's not gay.
So, we've still done a gay thing?
We've done a weird thing. Gay it's not, thing. It's not gay, though.
It was. That
it's
was a gay
it's
act.
It's only gay if you're gay and you want to do it.
But it's still a gay act.
But we just done
it's
it for
an act of gayness.
So, if you're drunk and you suck a dick, you're gay?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you're not.
But if you're drunk and you're neck a girl...
You're straight.
Have you cheated on your girlfriend?
What?
You've got a girlfriend, let's just say, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a sexy woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if I was a girl, I would be fit.
Go on,
Chris. Definitely. I'd have fat tits as well. And I know my beaver would smell like...
Sexy one.
My... You'd have to wear red hairy nipples ever if you were a girl. Alright, so I'm a fit beard. You've got a beard. You're with a girl called... Davina.
Davina, yeah.
Yeah, you're with Davina. And I'm, and my name's... Barbara. No, that's not sexy. That's the least sexy name ever. So anyone out there listening to it is called Barbara. I'm so sorry. My name's Alex. That's a girl's name. Alexa. Alec, but I get called Alex.
Yeah.
And
why can't you say, if there was a girl, why'd you have to be the girl?
Because I want to be involved. I want to be in this. I want to be the plot. Gwen, so me and you get absolutely smashed on Jaeger.
Yeah.
And you neck me.
Yeah.
Your beard finds out.
Yeah.
Is that cheating?
Yeah. Of course it isn't. But, how is it not?
But like,
but it's funny though.
It's funny, but did you mean to do it?
Ale's an excuse.
Ale's an excuse?
Yeah. So but you're still cheating. You just got an excuse for it.
So let's say you're saying ale's an excuse, yeah? So you're saying right now?
Yeah.
So if you blew me right now and you were smashed off your head, does that make you gay?
Yeah, but is that an excuse?
No, it wouldn't make you gay though, because at the end of the day you're not going to be coming home and like caving dick. You're not going to be like buy an ice cream cone off the fucking ice cream man and then like shove the cone up your ass.
You tell us a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, lad. Fucking anyone listening, Cornettos are the best thing ever. Because they get like fatter, so you can get like as much as you need.
You're always there.
No way. But it doesn't make you gay though. Making you gay is like where you actually need dick.
It's not, because you're straight, you don't need pussy.
You
want it, you don't.
Alright then, when you're gay, you want dick, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's establish that you're gay, you want dick.
Yeah.
Right now. You're gay, you want dick.
Most of the time, probably.
Right, you're straight, you want pussy.
Yeah.
But do you need it?
No.
But, it's good to have.
Yeah.
I forgot where I'm fucking going. What are you talking about?
You being gay.
Yeah, so, I go to a party.
Yeah.
I get absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
You get absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
And then we black out, but we don't, but we can't remember anything. Well, yeah. I can't, but you probably can, because you were like planet, you spiked me.
Yeah. Well.
So I wake up, basically in our filth. No, I wake up and you're sucking my dick. Does that make me gay? But I've got a bone on.
Yeah.
How if I was asleep?
You got a bone on.
So? I get morning glory. I got morning wood. I got like a bit of morning mahogany.
Yeah.
And you just jumped on that shit.
You'd be gay if you let me carry on.
But I wake up, I'm like this, oh, what the fuck? And then, like, it feels so good, though, but I'm still smashed from the night before. And, like, it's proper, it feels good. And I just say, like, I just fall back a kip. Because it was like a massage for my whole body, but it was on my dick. Does that make me gay? Or does that make you?
Makes me gay.
It makes you already gay. But let's just say you get spiked and you suck a dick. Does that make you gay? You had no control over your body or your mind, but you just literally craved something fucking big and shiny in your mouth.
Well, yeah, if you wanted it.
But you, it's not you.
But it is.
How?
Because it's still you. Because you're Billy or whatever.
But, like, you drugged up.
It doesn't change what your beliefs are.
No, but like... <objects. throat> It's just... maybe. Maybe.
Not so well, if you suck a dick, you're gay. There's no getting out of that.
Alright, but if you suck it for the right reasons, does that make you gay?
What's the right reason?
To see two birds go down on
each other. That's not a good enough reason.
That's a fucking great reason.
To suck a dick.
Maybe.
No.
You're at a party. Two of the fittest. Alright then, Nicole Scherzinger and Cheryl Cole.
Because we better be old now.
Alright then, Pixie Lott.
Yeah.
And. I don't know, Fern Cotton. She's potent. Alright then.
Holly Willoughby's nicer.
I reckon.
Yeah.
No. Yes, Fern Cotton's got better, like, style and her voice.
Well, Lily's got better looking.
Yeah, but...
She's funnier.
No, she's not funnier.
She's...
She's not. She's fat as well, that stinks. Alright then. Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
And Fern Cotton are at our party.
Yeah.
And they will go down on each other if you give a 25-second blowjob.
No.
No?
No.
To... Alright then.
No, there's no chance a dick would ever go in your line off unless I was raped.
Alright then, let's just say, like they say, Kubo, we're going to rape you in 10 minutes. Would you get off from the party?
Who's going to rape
me? If you knew you were going to get raped in
10 minutes. By who? By a girl?
By me.
I'd beat you up.
In 25 minutes, I go over to you and say, listen, lad, Holly wants you to suck my dick. And she'll go down on Fern. Like, we know, like, Holly, like, it's fucking... Ah, Holly wants me and you to fuck. Hey, to mouth fuck. No, she wants us to basically do the dirty.
Yeah.
And then they'll do the dirty. You know what? They'll do each other with strap-ons. They'll do anything we ask.
Yeah.
Would you... She'll suck your dick after you... Yeah. She'd do anything you wanted, any fantasy. You could, like, wear a nappy.
What the fuck?
Oh, I've got a horrible joke for you. Do you want to hear this horrible joke?
No.
It's scum. It's literally scum, but it's horrible.
What do you mean it's horrible?
It's a horrible joke. No, it's like...
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
No.
Right, I got told this, by the way, so people who are listening, don't judge me. No, lad, I can't tell it, actually.
Tell you fucking fine.
Nah, alright then. What's the hardest part about shagging a baldy fanny?
I don't want to edit it, but I don't know what.
Taking the nappy off. Oh, scum's that? That was horrible that I got
told. You told me
that. My cousin told me it, lad. Tony told me it, lad.
He's a legend, though.
Oh, the joke's so horrible. Oh. Sorry for anybody out there, so when they were wearing nappy, he was raped. But... yeah, if you wanted to get, like, wear a nappy and, like, have a dummy in your mouth and get, like, spanked and, like, be able to piss yourself, Holly, be game for that. And Fern would go for me, do you know what I mean? So it'd be like, you got Holly because you think she's fitter, and I got Fern because I think she's fitter.
Yeah.
And all you have to do was put my dick in your mouth for 25 seconds.
No.
Alright, then you could put your dick in my mouth for 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I'd do anything with Holly. Yeah.
To do anything at all? You could literally finger it out.
I don't know, though, because you've got, like...
A weird...
Disease.
A weird... An unsymmetrical penis. I'm not too sure about what I've got. It's probably nothing, but it hurts when I piss.
So you got chlamydia then?
No, I'm just joking, I haven't got nothing. I've been checked. Five for five, thank you, big man.
What have you been checked?
What?
What have you been checked?
Been checked, like, last month. Last year. 2001.
Did you get that thing to your door?
What? No, you get a
chlamydia text. No, did you get the leaflet thing that everyone's got?
No.
You had a free fare of fucking bills and you had to meet someone from Hollyoaks if you won't get tested for chlamydia.
fucking hell, if I knew that, I would have had chlamydia ages ago. Why do I want to meet anyone out of Hollywood? They're all untalented pieces of shit. I'd probably give her the fucking... If I got to meet, like, one of the birds, I'd try and give her the clap. That's how you're never going to pull, you know, going to a chlamydia's meeting. Do you know what I mean? Because you know a lot of the people... That's, like, literally speed dating for desperate people. You go into a room, like, say if you go to a club, you go and you think, like, at least 10% of the people in here have got chlamydia.
Are we onto this?
I have no idea. You know what it's like, conversations with me. So, you go into a room... A normal bar does what? Apparently does like...
One in four.
Yeah, something like that. Like a pretty...
It's not that.
It's not more than that. I think it's like 22% of teenagers have chlamydia.
It's less than that.
Is it? 8%, something like that?
14, I think.
14%. Like let's say 10%.
Yeah.
10% of people have got chlamydia.
There's one of them right here.
Yeah, there's so 50% of this room. So fucking I'm going to bump call later, so in about an hour, 100% of this room. Gonna have chlamydia. So,
would you catch it after?
What?
Would you catch it after?
Yeah, if I fucked your ass, yeah.
How?
Because my dick has chlamydia. Let's just pretend I haven't got it, by the way. Let's just pretend I have got it for this fucking weirdness. My penis has chlamydia.
Yeah.
And then I have sex with you. The chlamydia goes, actually, I don't know. Would you have it? Would I? Don't you? I don't think you would.
Has it got to be like...
Alright, if I stuck my dick up your japa and come in there, I think you'd get it.
Yeah, probably.
What do you mean if I came into your... Ow!
Why the fuck are you...
Alright, me and you were doing it, like that banana thing that Rachel showed us. Oh, God. That was scum. If anyone's ever seen it, what do you have to search?
I don't know.
Sandbox Kid or something like that?
I don't know, try. Don't just see if it works, don't look at it.
Well, there it is. So, we basically, so I stick my penis up your penis. Which is scum thinking about. But then, fuck that. Oh, Jesus, I can't switch it off, come on, I can't look at it.
I'm not looking at it.
Fuck it, switch it off.
Fuck off.
Where is it? Where's the mouse? Oh my God. Fucking hell, it's splitting. Oh God, that's splitting, come on, get it off. What? If anyone wants, oh my God, Jesus Christ. Jeez, oh. Oh, that was fucking disgusting. Well, anyway, if you just want to watch it, which I strongly do not recommend you do, Google Sandbox Kid, and it's like one of the second or third links.
What if a fucking little kid's looking for something to do in the sandbox?
No, man, that's fucking scum.
And see that shit?
That shit fucks you up for life, though, that, you know what I mean? One minute you're eating your fucking munch bunch.
Next minute, a fucking banana again.
I know. One minute you're eating some fucking yogi and a fucking Kit Kat, and then you think, our sandbox has been fucked. I'll go and buy a new one. And then, next minute you've seen a woman stick a banana down a fucking japai. Oh, anyway, so then I come, basically, would you get off that?
Probably.
I got told that you get, like, STDs.
Well, I don't know, how would you catch it off a girl?
I think it's like, I think it's like...
It's like sexual fluids.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, yeah.
So would you get in the ass?
No. If you got sexual fluids in your ass, I know you have. You've got cum in your ass. Dirty man. But, where were we? What were we talking about before this? Oh, yeah. So, Holly Willoughby will do stuff to you.
Yeah.
If you floss your teeth at my pubes.
Yeah.
And you suck my dick.
No.
25 seconds. 25 seconds.
No, fuck off. Not even 2 seconds.
One finger at me bum.
No. That's probably worse.
That's worse than...
Maybe, yeah.
I'd rather finger someone's bum than suck a dick. Wouldn't you?
No.
So it's your finger, fucking hell. I've had my finger in loads of different...
It's your arse.
So what? I'm not saying you're fucking your arsehole's getting penetrated.
No.
I'm saying you're thinking of my bum.
I'm always so much.
So then, alright then, so let's just say we do it. The blowjob thing.
Yeah.
What would you do with Holly? Just a regular little boom, banger, and just be off. Never ring it again.
Don't know.
You could do anything with her. Literally anything. You could, like, I don't know, you could, like, 9-11 at arsehole if you wanted to. You could spit in her face and call her a whore. Just backhand her.
I don't see you want fair to do to you.
Yeah.
Call you a whore and slap you over your
head. I'd let her beat me. What would you do? Just, I'd take her to your offer. Tit wank. Probably stick it in her mouth again. Then in her arse. And then where it's supposed to go. Vagina. Vaginas, they don't get as much looking anymore in the 21st century. It's all about experimenting. Do you fucking get on the ear if you asked?
What?
You just dangle your penis in her ear. Just like,
well, if your dick fits in the ear, then...
No, let's just say she's got, like, a vagina-sized hole.
From overgrown ear?
A proper overgrown spock ear.
No. Why would you kill her, wouldn't
it? Alright, then she wouldn't die of it.
From a dick in her brain.
Alright, then let's... Alright, no, let's leave. Let's get into the fucking realms of the weird now.